someone waits for me.
Show presented by Chesterfield, the Bing Crosby Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Lum and Abner. Now, with the Halloween season upon us, it is our pleasure to bring you direct from the farmer's market, Pumpkinhead Crosby.
Pumpkinhead? Well, Ken, Halloween is about here.
Bing, you gonna let your kids go out by themselves on Halloween night?
Ken, I wouldn't wish that mob on any peaceful, law-abiding community.
Oh, don't be such a fuddy-duddy.
Am I a fuddy-duddy about it?
Yes,
well,
you're
not
being
that
a fuddy-duddy.
So much. Well, I'm sorry, but it's really not that so much, Ken. It's just that if my boys are going to play trick-or-treat, I'm going out with them. We really cleaned up last year. What loot we grabbed.
Came up to
yes.
Big mess of loot, huh?
Loot. We stopped at Dr. Stevens' house for trick-or-treat. You know Doc Stevens?
Yes, I know.
Well, he couldn't do a trick, so he had to bring us in and treat us all to tonsillectomies.
You mean he took all your tonsils out for nothing?
Well, not exactly, Ken, but we did the handsome thing. We paid for the anesthetic.
Well, that's big of you.
Yes.
But you were lucky to get all that surgery for nothing.
Yeah, I hope we can trick him again and do a little treat this year.
How come?
Well, one of the twins has his head caught in a Presto cooker.
Which one?
I can't tell. It's down over his face. But I think it's Phil. He's the one that likes to experiment. He's sort of mechanical-minded. And now for Kiddies Everywhere, here's a tune from Walt Disney's production, Ichabod and Mr. Toad. This is also for the folks in Tarrytown, New York, who will be celebrating at the Washington Irving Festival there this week. The Headless Horseman and John Scott, let's make this real spooky and wait till I get over there. Now. Pure spooky, yes. Now gather round while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and there's some don't even bother to wear their skin. Oh, I'm telling you, brother, frightful sight. See what goes on in the night. When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed, that's the headless horseman. He's the worst when he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand. Demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown, 'cause there's no spook like a spook that's burned.
They don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead, he'll show them that he can get ahead. Close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think you'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit. Likes him little, likes him big, part in the middle or a Westmore wig. Black or white or even red, the headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip and a clippity clock, he's out looking for a hot new chop.
So don't stop to figure out a plan.
You can't reason with a headless man.
So after dark, now you kids be good. Better stay at home the way you should. 'Cause right outside and waiting there is the headless horseman.
Beware!
Getting out of here.
Halloweeny,
Bing. Halloweeny, you've coined a word, I think, then, Ken.
I don't think, though, that the Headless Horseman is a good tune for the Chesterfield program.
Why, as if I didn't know, not.
Well, a Headless Horseman can't smoke Chesterfield.
I know that, Ken, but our sponsor's broad-minded about things like that. He doesn't insist that we sell cigarettes to mythical characters who have no heads.
Oh.
Anyway, friends, next time you buy cigarettes, buy the best cigarette, Chesterfield's. Chesterfield's are A, always milder. Milder than other cigarettes.
Yes, and they're B, better tasting. Taste better than other cigarettes.
And C, cooler smoking. Smoke cooler than other cigarettes.
Yes, friends, A, B, C means smoking satisfaction. The right combination of everything you want in a cigarette. Smoke Chesterfield's. They satisfy.
Chesterfield's satisfy women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield's A, B, C.
Frank Lesser's great new tune, Now That I Need You. Where are you now that I want you? Now that I want you so badly I could cry. Where are you? Where did fate lead you? Funny how I dream you'd still be standing by. I had you at my beck and call. I called you any time at all. I guess I took too much for granted. I never thought I'd lie awake inside. Where are you? Now that I need you, now that I love you so madly, I could die. At my beck and call, called you anytime at all. I guess I took too much for granted. I never thought I'd lie awake inside. Where are you now that I need you? Now that I love you so madly, I could die. Where are you, baby, now that I need you so madly that I could die? Hanging in Chesterfield's hall closet this evening are the hats of two lovable old codgers who have delighted radio audiences for many years. These gentlemen have come all the way from Pine Ridge, Arkansas, to pay us a visit. And their names are as much part of the American scene as Sears and Roebuck, Baltimore and Ohio, or, getting right to the point, Lemon Avenue. Welcome, fellas.
Howdy, Bing.
Yeah, howdy, Bing.
Well, it's sure nice to have you out here in California, fellas. Is this your first trip?
No, we was out here in 1921 to attend the Arkansas picnic in Long Beach.
I I know, because that was the best potato salad I ever ate, too. I can still taste it.
Yeah, it was pretty cucumbery.
Well, they do set a nice table at those Long Beach picnics, though. I remember one where they must have had a quarter of a mile of apple pie alone. Gosh, there was cheese clear to La Jolla.
Yeah, and the nice part of having a picnic in Long Beach is that you don't have to wash the dishes.
Paper plates?
No, high tide.
Yes, I guess that's the only seacoast town in the world where the halibut have heartburn.
Hey, he's pretty fast on his feet, Mom.
Kid's sharp for a singer.
Yeah, he's clicking.
Yes, well, boys, while you're out here, who's taking care of your store in Pine Ridge?
Nobody. We're running the store on the honor system while we're gone.
Honor system?
Yeah. We locked it up.
You lock a store up? You call that the honor system?
Why, sure. Everybody in town's got a key.
Everybody's got a key. I don't see why you lock it up, fellas.
It keeps the cattle out.
Yeah, a stray cow in a prune bin can chomp you right into bankruptcy. And you take brooms. Why, they can chew a broom down to a cake testing straw.
Never mind, Abner. Bing understands. He's a businessman.
Yeah, I'm wise.
Say, Bing, did any mail come for us? We told the postmaster to forward our mail in care of you because we didn't know where we'd stay out here.
Uh-huh. We wasn't sure if the Pine Ridge YMCA had a branch out here.
Oh, the YMCA's got branches everywhere.
They ain't got one in Pine Ridge.
Well, Abner, they just picked out the site in 1912. Give them time. Bing, the reason we come out here is on account of we're having a big Halloween party down Pine Ridge, and we'd like to get a singer to come on and sing a couple of songs in between the entertainment.
In between the entertainment?
Yeah, we don't want too much singing on account of we don't want the crowd to get fidgety. You see, the big thing is we're holding a hog raffle.
Oh. Well, now, a hog raffle, that's real entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you've hit it there.
Bing, we have got the prettiest little pig you ever seen. All scrubbed up pink with a big yellow ribbon around his neck and ivy twining through his tail.
Now, there's a hog that's living.
Living a hog.
Yeah, very few people at the raffle be dolled up as much as that pig.
Sounds like a divine swine, really. But with a fancy hog raffle like that, I don't see where you need a singer at all, fellas.
Well, we figured we could use some groans in between the grunts.
Now, see.
You know, Bing, we got a wonderful singer there at home, Opie Case. That Opie is a real crooner. But he took sick.
What happened to Opie?
Well, he come down with that fancy new disease, penicillin.
Yeah, a lot of it going around now, yeah.
Folks gets it from eating moldy bread.
Yeah. Fellas, I think you're a little mistaken about that penicillin.
No, Bing, that's what Opie's got. That's it. But it's nothing to worry about. They got a cure for penicillin now.
What might that be?
Well, it's a new medicine called Virus X.
Maybe you read about it, Bing. They're putting it in toothpaste now. It prevents tooth decay, too.
No,
you're putting
no.
Everything in there now.
No, Abner, you're thinking of Oxydol.
Oh! Ooh, that Oxydol sparkle!
You see, Bing, this Virus X is a secret formula that the doctors figured out.
I'm certain the American Medical Association will be glad to hear of it.
Oh, they more than likely got wind of it by now. It was wrote up in Reader's Digest.
You know, Lum, I bet you a country doctor figured out how to cure that penicillin.
Oh, sure, that goes without saying.
Looks to me like you boys are pretty proud of your country doctors, huh?
Well, we ought to be. Now, you take the one we got at home there, old Doc Jones.
Yeah, well, how about his boy, old Doc Jones Jr.?
Yeah, Yeah, I was coming to him. Now, old Doc Jones, Jr., he come home from college, and the first thing he done is put in his office with one of them fluoroscopes.
Oh, great machine.
Oh, yeah. You know, the minute old Doc Jones, Jr. put that fluoroscope in his office, everything in town stopped for a week. Everybody rushed up to get their scores floated. Scores floored.
Scores floored.
Yeah, rack him up and
take your choice.
John!
No, sir, I'll tell you, Bing, that was the most excitement in that town since we got a bulb for the stoplight.
It's understandable, but boys, I want to tell you something. You know, in your praise of country doctors, you were implying that the rural practitioner is superior to the metropolitan physician.
Huh?
We're on this same subject, Abner.
Oh, go ahead.
You see, Lum, the city doctor, he goes in more for specialization.
Well, now, that's the whole thing right there. A city feller can just work on one part of you. But our country doctors, they're smart enough to take care of the whole body.
Yeah.
And can generally beat anyone in town pitching horseshoes.
Yeah. Lum's right, Bing. See, in a city, you stub your toe while you go to a stubby toe doctor. You get a general rundown condition, what do you... Go to a general rundown doctor.
If you ever get a Presto cooker caught in your head, go to my doctor. But I really do know a doctor here in Los Angeles. He's such a specialist, it only works on the right nostril.
Oh.
That's all.
Say, Bing.
No other character. Right. Right spectrum.
Talking about nostrils, that's the reason we're here. See, we need a singer for our big Halloween party.
I think I might be able to arrange something for you. Who'd you have in mind? Our brother Bob's in New York. Were you thinking of anyone else?
Hmm? Well, we figure you're a pretty important singer, Bing.
Uh-huh.
And we figured an important singer like you would know where to get a hold of Burl Ives.
Burl Ives?
Yeah, we wrote to Burl, but we never got no answer.
Well, maybe Burl's on a concert tour now. Why don't you try to get somebody else, hmm?
Well, we was wondering about that feller that was in one of them first talking pictures. What was his name, Abner?
You mean Al Johnson?
Yeah, that's the feller, Al Johnson. I recollect the way he sung, all crouched up on the floor, yapping for his old lady.
Why, you mean Al Jolson? He's still around. In fact, more than ever. Jolson sings again, you know. Now, say, maybe I could help you fellas out. You thought about me?
Well, no, we hadn't.
Yes, we did, Lum.
Abner.
Well, Bing ought to fit in pretty good on a program, Lum. He can hold his own against a hog anytime.
Well, I guess so. Besides, it's a Halloween party, and he's all dressed for it.
Well, I can't think of a single reason why I shouldn't go now, except maybe the money. Now, the money.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bing, the money ain't important. You're an outdoor man.
Well, you can pay me outdoors. I don't care.
Well, it ain't going to cost you nothing while you're there, Bing.
No, and you can stay right over at my place. You won't be no bother.
Abner's woman, Elizabeth, is an uncommonly good cook.
Oh, Lord, yes. She'll lay an extra plate for you. She'll have cornbread, chitlins, black-eyed peas, turnip greens, cold coon and collards. Everything is good.
I heard Phil Harris sing about that stuff. I didn't know anybody ever ate it.
Well, there ain't no finer victuals in the whole world.
Make you lay down on the floor and cry like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And, Big, did you ever taste any fried catfish?
Love it.
Oh, Elizabeth fries her catfish the good. It's approved by the world's outstanding authority on fish, the Good Housekeeping Seal.
Told me. I'll go phone the house and tell them to pack my knife and fork, and we'll leave for Pine Ridge right after the show, huh?
Well, we got knives and forks at home.
Oh, I got a special fork with built-in radar. Nothing's going to get by me. Be right back. Black-eyed
peas. Hey, Granny's Admiral, that'll be the last entertainment committee we'll ever be put on, I'll tell you that.
Why?
Well, we were sent out to get Burl Ives for the hog raffle, and here we are showing up with Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Well, folks will understand we did our best. We tried, Lum.
Say, fellas, here's a telegram for you.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Doggies, the Pine Ridge Western Union must have a branch out here.
No, this telegram's from New York City.
Great day in the morning, New York City. What does it say, Lum?
Says, we'll be very happy to sing at raffle in Pine Ridge, signed Burl Ives. P.S. Save me ticket on hog.
Hot dog. If we wanted Burl, now we got him.
Yeah, but we got Bing, too.
Uh-oh.
Now the program's unbalanced. Granny's, we got two singers and only one hog.
Now we just have to get another hog.
Be cheaper to get rid of one of the singers.
Yeah. Dog Islam, you always did have a head for figures. But how are we going to break the news to Bing?
Well, we could tell him the truth that we've heard from Burl and he's accepted.
Well, that'd be kind of insulting, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
See, maybe we could flash this telegram so Bing can't read it and then tell him it's bad news from home. We'll tell him the party's been called off because the hog died.
Oh, that's terrible. What happened to the poor critter, Lom? Penicillin getting?
No. I just made that up. Oh. But we got to think of something to tell Bing to let him down easy.
We got to be tactful, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got to say something to make Bing back out of it of his own accord. Make him feel that he's turning us down.
Yeah, sure. I understand. We can't afford to hurt Bing's feelings, can we?
Well, fellas, everything's all set, ready to go. Bag's all packed, got my knife and fork and everything.
Well, unpack because we got Burl Ives.
Abner.
Well, either that or the hog died, maybe.
Well, if you got Burl Ives, there's no need of me going clear to Pine Ridge, huh?
Yeah. See, Lum, everything worked out fine. He backed out of his own accord.
Thank you, Lum and Abner. Thanks, fellas. It was great. Now, please stand by while I have one more go. Maybe It's Because, written by Harry Ruby and John Scott. Mr. Ruby's the only fellow I know who can write smash tunes, go to his left for a ground ball, take two, and hit to right, all simultaneously.
Maybe it's because the kiss you gave me touched my heart and went right through. I can't tell you why, I only know that I fell helplessly in love with you. Maybe it's because the song we danced to told a story old and new. I can't figure out just why it came about or how I fell in love with you. I could say you're grand, and therefore I care for you so. But there is a why and a wherefore, and I'd like to know. Supposing, baby, that it's maybe it's because the star I wished on made a certain wish come true. Or it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for you.
Now here's Ken Carpenter with a special message for all cigarette dealers. Of course, I imagine cigarette smokers we'll be interested in this, too.
Well, I just want to remind the dealers to be sure to get in on the biggest birthday idea that ever hit the country. Here's how to get your supply of Chesterfield birthday slipover cartons and get them quick. Just send a penny postcard with your name and business address to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York City. You will receive free by return mail, postage prepaid, a supply of these Chesterfield birthday slipover cartons that everybody wants. All you have to do is send a penny postcard with your name and business address to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York City. Do it now.
The meadows of heaven.
Listen, my loved ones, listen to me. There's more than the earth and its beauty to see. There are green acres where dreamers can go. Sure, it may sound like fancy, but somehow I know. The meadows of heaven are always in sight. The stars are the flowers that bloom in the night. As sure as there's heaven, you'll find that it's true. When you're in love, those stars above are blooming just for you.
The meadows, the meadows of heaven.
There's heaven, you'll find that it's true. When you're in love, those stars above are blooming just stars are blooming just for you.
Thank you, and thanks to Lum and Abner for a very enjoyable visit. Incidentally, folks, Lum and Abner return to the air right here on CBS next Wednesday night.
Bing, who's going to be your guest next week?
A fellow named Hope, Bob Hope. No applause, please. No.
Bob Hope. Well, say, that ought to be a good show. If you singing, huh?
Bless you. Bless you. Good night, Chet and Tuffy. See you next week at Chesterfield. The best cigarette for you to smoke. And thanks very much, Chet.
The Bing Crosby Chesterfield Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week when Chesterfield presents Bing Crosby and his guest, Bob Hope. Stay tuned for George Burns and Gracie Allen, who follow immediately.